What have you observed in terms of the cosmetic effects of this? Or have you had patients who just have the ablation without the surgery?
We haven't done that for cancers. We have done that for fibroadenomas. And what's interesting is, of course, the first couple of days after the procedure, they're ecchymotic, they're swollen. And if you have a patient who can feel her fibroadenoma, she'll probably feel it more after she has the cryoablation because the whole area swells. But then what begins to happen is the tumor begins to absorb, and generally 3 to 6 months after the ablation, you can't feel it anymore. And then generally 6 months to 12 months afterwards, as I said earlier, it goes away from an imaging standpoint as well.
Does it appear to be significantly improved cosmesis compared to excision?
Well, you know, I think certainly in the application for fibroadenomas, it often is because you typically may have a patient who comes in who's a young woman, and she may have multiple fibroadenomas. And especially if she can feel the tumor, they often don't like having it there. So even though you could offer her the option of having a core biopsy and observation, that may not be palatable to her. She may prefer to have it go away. And then you're left with two options, either ablating it or surgically excising it. And when you surgically excise it, you're going to have an incision. Now, that may be cosmetic. It may not be, depending upon how large it is and depending upon where it's located in the breast. And she may have multiple ones of them. So you may then end up going down the road of doing multiple surgical incisions for these patients, which may not be cosmetically advantageous. And in that situation, I think doing cryoablation would be better for the patient.
How many patients have you done this procedure on for fibroadenoma or benign lesions?
For fibroadenoma, somewhere around 12, 15, somewhere in that range.
So where do you see this all heading?
You know, I think it's very exciting, and I think it's one of the possibilities of how we're not going to be doing surgical resections in the future. And I think that certainly as we go towards less and less invasive technologies, this may be in our armamentarium as far as what we're able to offer patients 5 to 10 years from now.